Blog Talk Radio.
They claim that they are pure. From what filter do they extract such a thought? My twin brother's nickname is Filter. And he knows he's not pure. But the guide dog schools should know better. And yet they think they are better than other people. They claim that if they were licensed, that the government would ruin them, that they wouldn't be able to function in the proper way, or that they would even go out of business. Well, falsehoods all the way down the line. Why would you go out of business for giving people rights, for respecting people more, for understanding people more, for believing in the American way, in the system? Now, we all know the system not perfect. It never will be. But it's all we've got until God gives us something else to go by, something that will be pure in the future. But anybody who thinks that they're pure is way off base, because nobody is. In fact, if you recall in history, that's what the church thought in the 16th century. And that was the reason why they condoned all those horrible murders, especially of women who didn't claim to be pure, but who had many a simple remedy for those who were ill. So this idea of being pure, look how dangerous it can be. And look what it does. It denies someone safety. It denies someone independence. It denies them the right to see what's in front of them without really having to know what's in front of you, because you trust that dog. Happens to me every day. Happened today. Obstacles which I had no way of figuring out, deciphering. But all I had to do was follow the spirit of a great angel animal, and I was safe. They deny people that. And that's why people need protection. To them, it's just a dog. It's a business. I didn't make that up. People have said it to me. I didn't even realize it. And then it was said to me one day. To them, it's just a business. That's why they'll spend thousands of dollars to breed dogs instead of finding those who are lost and turn them into service dogs. They'll have an excuse to raise more money. We have to breed the dogs, because that's a way of getting them funds. That's all that is. You don't have to breed a dog to get a good service dog. You got to test it. You got to observe it. You got to check it out to the best of your ability. You gotta think like the dog. The great Arthur Haggerty. I quote him. Because he was part dog. And that's why he understood dogs the way he did. So pure they are not. They're not better than anybody. And let them be examined under the microscope and scrutinized and tested, and let them prove why they're not taking, why they're not giving the freedom and the safety to people. Let them prove it with evidence and witnesses and swearing. Because you're talking about somebody's life, somebody's well-being, somebody's happiness, somebody's emotional stability. That's what happens when you tamper with that. You're denying somebody a full life who could have one. So we had a great meeting today. We determined to get these schools regulated, to get them licensed, to get them where a person can have an opinion, disagree with the school, and still partake of the services. Everyone who's disabled is an individual. These schools fail to recognize that. They label people. They have the attitude that every They have the attitude that every blind person is psychologically damaged. And it's not so. Some may be. But certainly not all. And they're using people. When a trainer trains a dog who's not blind, the dog who understands that it's a guide dog immediately knows that. You cannot fool a dog. It's true that in many ways they're like four-year-olds, but in other ways they are the most brilliant negotiators of situations on this planet. Now, how do you explain that? You know, you better ask a dog psychologist. Maybe they could explain it. I don't know. So, they take the blind person and they have them work the dog for a week. Sometimes 3 weeks, sometimes a few days, whatever it is. And they deny them. But they always get something out of it. The money, yes, that's number one. But they get the proof that this dog can guide a real blind person. That's the real proof. Not when the trainer walks with the dog and make believe he or she is blind. That's not the real proof that that's a guide dog. But the person can see. And you can't tell me that that person is not peeking. Because I know they are. It's natural. It's nature to want to open your eyes and use them when you got them. But when you're blind and you can't do it, there's the proof that that's a real guide dog. So they're using people to put the icing on the cake to determine that this dog can really guide a blind person. Without that, they have nothing. It doesn't mean a damn thing unless a blind person picks up that harness and that dog is doing the job and understanding that that person can't see. Because the dog understands that the trainer can see. People don't realize these things because people don't live it. We do. So they don't think of it. They don't know it. The agencies don't want them to know it. They want to keep it from them. So they can concentrate on how much money they need. Today in the meeting, Olga Murray, my dear friend, who, by the way, now is the acting assistant director of Intersight, clicked on the website of the service dog school. And everybody in the meeting, you know, they were thumbing through it and watching and looking at all these things, and they couldn't believe a lot of the things they saw. You know, what they go through. They make it look very impressive, and they make it look as if you have to be a genius to train this dog. And it's not true. Half the training comes from the dog. You have to find a dog who knows, who understands what you want. Then that dog can either perform it or not. That's the key. Some dogs perform it to different degrees. Some dogs will goof off and they'll do it. They'll perform it. Others will be very precise. Depends on the animal. But the point is, they're raising up to $100,000 to train one dog, claiming that they're pure, keeping the money. Like one woman wrote on the petition, if they train the dog, raise the money, and don't give the dog to the blind person, and they keep the money, she said, there should be a law against that. And when I said that in the meeting today, everybody agreed with me. I told them, I said, go to the petition, read the quote of that lady, because she's right on the money. She said it. That's why there should be a law, a court, a lawyer for the disabled person. The school has a lawyer. Lawyers, don't they? They wouldn't want to be without lawyers, without rights, would they? They wouldn't deal with an unlicensed business, would they? But they expect us to. What does that tell you? What they think of those that they're servicing? What does that tell you in relation to how it was back in the 1600s when the church thought that they were pure and they were looking down on these people because they went to some school and studied out of a book and misinterpreted that study. Evident by the fact that later on, the church declared many of those who were murdered as angels, when some of them realized the horror that they had done. Well, that's what it reminds me of. I couldn't think of any other way to relate this. It reminds me of those who said they were pure. And look what they did to the people. It's happening today in a different way. More of a psychological way. More of a way where people are being used to go to other people and say, hey, we need all this money so we can train this dog, this special dog, this dog that that they can't get anywhere else. That's one of the biggest lies in the world. The guy who trained the first guide dog in this country got the dog right off the street. In fact, that's the best kind of dog you can get. If you can find a dog on the street who's willing and who has the means to do it and the health, that's the best kind of dog that can do guiding work. Because that dog has survived on the street with the traffic and the obstacles and has endured. A guide dog has to endure all kinds of situations. When I walked into Olga Murray's office in town hall today, in her waiting room, there were two beautiful children jumping around, playing with little toy cars and jumping in my dog's face and literally, you know, almost on top of her. And one of Olga's workers, you know, started chastising the children. I didn't say a word. You know, trying to explain that it's a service dog, you know, you shouldn't do this and all that. Well, my girl just sat there and looked at them as if to say, yeah, you know, you're a child. I'm a child too, but I have a job to do. You know? She wasn't bred to be a guide dog. Nobody had to go out and solicit thousands of dollars to breed her. She came off the street and was put into a cage. And God brought us together. That's the best way to get a guide dog. A dog that's going to help you. Because that bond is as strong as life. So don't let these agencies give you that stuff that they're pure. They're far from it. What did Jesus say? Anyone who wants to be first shall be last. There it is. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to get rid of them. We don't want to put them out of business. That's their statement. That they're going to go out of business. Not ours. We didn't tell them to go out of business. They made that statement, didn't they? because they're afraid of the truth. They're afraid that a blind person might learn how to train a guide dog. And then what are they going to say? We're pure? You know who's the only pure piece in this puzzle? When we come back, I'll tell you. Inner sight around the world. No other organization on this planet that I know of is trying to get rights for people who have to deal with service dog schools. Brought to you by Mr. Kennedy Realty. It was good to see Anthony today. Thank God he's doing better. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, call Mr. Kennedy. Nobody stopped on Long Island. My good friend Gary called me today. These are the people you want to talk about pure, who are 1,000 times more pure than these schools, because at least they care. They're trying to do something to help people. The agencies would have you believe that they are, yeah? No. Then why don't they go to a blind person's house, disabled person, and check out their dog, evaluate the dog, and see if they can train it as a service dog? If they really want to help people, let them do that. Let them raise $100,000 and give the blind and disabled person the right to pick out their own dog for that kind of money. Look at all the money they waste. Because it's an excuse to raise it. That's why they waste it. All the beautiful children of the world, inner sight, remind you to watch out for them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, two youngsters who lost their lives because of the system. All right, Touro Law Center, inner sight around the world, 631-761-7000, Touro. And I want to thank my new friend in New York City, Shane Anderson, who's with the Sydney, they call it Sydney, the Center for Independent Living in Manhattan. And I've been invited June 24th to speak, to tell what happened to me on the Accessoride ride in front of the media and the Transit Authority. So we're going to do that. All right. Baccaro's Italian Tavern. Good people over there. You can dial them up. 516-798-1555. 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York. Baccaro's. Around the world, inner sight. And SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Any information you need about legislation or meetings, give SILO a call. 631-880-7929. On the SILO. Yeah, around the world, inner sight, goodmojoprinters.com, Sutton Insurance, a couple of companies that have been good to us, Sutton Insurance, Good Mojo. You need printing, dial 631-666-1010 if you need any printing. let's see. What else we got? Big East, Takeda Rescue. They're the great, great place. The Big East. Takeda Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Takeda lady. So check them out. Adopt an Takeda. And I don't know about phone calls tonight. I believe the phones are currently down.
Hey, you're here. I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Just as
yeah,
I said.
Yeah, I had to use a cell phone because my captioning phone wasn't working. So I'm using a cell phone. I'm using two cell phones.
Well, so the phones are operating.
Sorta.
Which means I can give out the number.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Talking about how the guide dog schools claim that they're pure.
I know.
You know, a friend of mine, big dog lover, the great Howie the Hawk, and one of his favorite things was dog spelled backwards is God.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah. You know? So you want to talk about pure of heart, you know, and soul and oneness, you know. You know who's pure? Not the agencies. The dog is pure.
That's right.
There's the pureness in this whole thing. The dog that
That's
understands
right.
what's going on.
That's right.
The dog that if it could talk would tell these
mm-hmm.
agencies, you're making a big mistake denying this
mm-hmm.
person.
I bonded with this person. Why aren't you sending me home with this person? How about that?
Yeah, if the dog could talk, a lot of them would be saying those things to these people. Or they'd be saying, hey, this person should have rights. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You brought us together. You brought us here,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a haphazard roundabout way.
Mm-hmm.
And now you want to separate us. What kind of a game is this?
It sure is a charade. Really?
You know, you want to separate us without evidence, without proof, without rights, without witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you break a precious bond. That's why it's so wrong
mm-hmm.
to deny a person a dog that's going to help them. Where's the
proof? Know, it's just not right. I cannot. There's more than just that. It's like, not only is it a physical bond, okay? It's a mental bond. Let's put it straight. It's a mental bond. Do you know how many people, you know, got really upset and mentally ill after? You don't know. I wish there was a number. You know?
The worst thing is not denying them the dog. The worst thing is denying them the right to their say and their day in court and not having to submit the proof and the witnesses and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
You know, that they and the reason they think that way has just been revealed.
Yeah. They think they're pure.
Through a friend. Yeah. They think they're pure.
Yeah. They think they're untouched, basically.
So they claim they don't want the government involved in their business. You know,
mm-hmm.
because they're so pure.
Mm-hmm.
That's not why they don't want the government involved in their business. The real reason is they may have to share some of that money with the disabled person. That's the real reason.
Yes, it is.
So they hide behind the fact that they're playing this role of purity.
Mm-hmm.
And they're far from it.
Mm-hmm.
They're as pure as the church in the 1600s. And if you don't know what that church did, look it up.
Look up Salem. They didn't do. Oh, my. Salem, it was horrible. They hung and burned. That's all I have to say. Hung and
burned. That's how pure those people were.
That were healing other people. Healing.
Yeah.
They were healers and pagan rituals that healed and they made brews to heal. And they didn't understand it, you know?
Is that how the service dog schools think of themselves? As pure?
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah.
So
that's not pure.
We the disabled have to suffer because of that attitude. You know?
I would say.
We had all of you, many of you have heard Regina on this show. Denied for 14 years, three schools. How many more Reginas are there in this country?
Too many more. That's all I have to say. Too many.
Who are not coming
more.
Forward for one reason or another.
You know why?
Yeah.
The whole thing is that people don't have protection. And that's why they can't come, really.
And if they're claiming that they're so pure, how many more people have been violated and the schools condone it? Because in their mind, they're pure. That's what's happening. I guarantee you. That's what's happening, because that's what happens when somebody has an attitude like that, when an organization has an attitude like that. They condone so many different types of behavior.
Stupidity, yeah.
That we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And believe me, eventually it's going to come out.
Oh, yeah, it will.
In a site around the world, you want to call in 213-816-1650. So dial in. You want to do the? Why don't you do the Able News?
Yeah, I will.
That's pure
Able
than the schools,
is the newspaper.
Anyway.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past, 28 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right, and don't forget to sign our petition, the move on to regulate or license these schools became official today within a
site. You didn't tell me.
And we're going to keep on until we get it. Inner sight is not pure.
No.
We're wise.
Yes,
we're better than pure. We're wise.
You know, we never said that we were pure. We never said that we had, anything that was special, That's what, we never did that. That's crazy.
Oh, we have wisdom.
Yes, we do.
Which grows.
That we do. That's better than purity.
Wisdom grows.
Yeah.
Purity is thinking that that you're better, that you know it all.
Yeah. I think that's horrible. You know, when you think that, okay, that's horrible, because then you can't look at yourself with, you know, fresh eyes. That's not good.
Yeah.
You know,
check the line.
Really,
somebody
horrible
may be trying to call in.
Oh, hello. Wait. Ow.
If you can
see
it.
I dropped the phone, and then I hit my mouth by trying to lift it up quick. I tried to catch it. Yes. I only could do that.
So see if we have a phone call.
Yeah, I did look. Hold on, let me check. But they didn't press at the time. I mean, they didn't press to come in, but let me see if they press now.
Inner sight around the world. You know, it makes me really angry that these schools think that they're pure, think that they know better than anybody else.
No, we have a listener, that's all. She wants to listen right now. I know who it is.
All right.
She's, you know, came in on the zeros. Not zeros, the ones. You only see ones as an unknown caller.
Yeah.
But I know who it is.
So, you know, with the service dog schools, with this attitude, it's very hard to deal with them. With an attitude like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm talking about all the schools, because I assume that they all have the same attitude, because they all think alike, they all function alike, they all operate in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Some may vary a little bit, but they're all the same, which doesn't leave any room.
Oh, sorry.
Any room for flexibility. That's where they should get some wisdom. You know, listen to the people more, what people need, what people want. And it's ironic, I got to relate this, it's ironic that the person who brought me this revelation, when they told me, in the very next statement, when I said, you know, people should have rights, in the very next statement, they said,
I know what's
and a friend of mine, and a friend of mine was just denied a guide dog.
This is horrible.
And here they're telling me that these schools claim that they're so pure.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I want to know if they're so pure.
Pure the
why
garbage
do they deny people so much? Yeah, right? I want to know why, if they're so pure, why do they deny people so many times?
Yeah, because the answer is obvious. They use people.
Yeah.
And when they deny someone, they have a direct chance to raise more money. You know, I mean, there's so many different ways they can twist that. You know, oh, we trained this dog and it didn't work out. We may not be able to use it as a guide dog. We need another $100,000. You know, or this dog got ill, or whatever it may be, you know, whatever excuse they can come up with, you know, to use it to raise more funds. And that's fine, you know, I don't care how much money they raise. You know, that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is the way they operate. You know, I mean, you could raise $1 million to train a dog and change your policies and start doing for people the way you should.
Then it'd be fine.
and look a lot better than the agencies who raise less and think that they're pure. You know, there it is,
yeah.
World.
Yeah. It's true. I never heard something like that in my life. Some agency thinking that they're pure. That's amazing.
Well, that's how they think. That's the, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
When I was at Guiding Eyes years ago, and it's ironic because this person I just told you who was denied, they were just denied by Guiding Eyes.
Yeah.
When I was at the school years ago, now that I'm thinking back, the guy who ran the school did come across like he was pure, like he was some kind of a priest,
Aryan,
or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and dictating to people and you know, chastising people and putting them down and trying to get the point across that you don't know, I know. You know,
yeah,
well,
yeah.
If the person doesn't know, why don't you teach them?
Right. Exactly.
They didn't want them to know.
Right.
They didn't want them to know anything.
No. He was a stick figure.
So all they did was criticize, and then people were denied, and I watched people denied right in front of my eyes. You know, and it was an emotional scene. And they even made it an example that if you didn't listen to them, you know, you weren't going to get your dog.
That's horrible.
You know?
What happens if you had a learning disability? Come on, that's crazy.
Yeah,
you would get your dog?
Most blind people just sort of reserved, you know. Most blind people are what I call good little blind boys and girls.
Yeah.
They just go along.
I'm sorry, I never was a good little girl. Sorry, fine.
Yeah.
Even though maybe because I never was born blind, maybe, I don't know.
They just go along with it, you know, and mind their own business, and you know, don't question anything. I mean, and that was the atmosphere for the most part of the school.
Yeah.
You know, and when you got together on your own, of course you remember we were all blind, you never knew who was watching you or who was sneaking around and listening to you.
I don't know that. Excuse me.
You know?
I don't know that part, you know.
So there it was.
You know, that's a problem.
Yeah. And they could do these things because they knew you had no rights.
Yeah. True.
You know, they'd be a lot different if they knew a person had rights and a person could get a lawyer and, you know, possibly sue them. You know? Yeah, so it's a whole thing going on there. And I tell you, man, it's really crazy. What you got to go through. 213-816-1650. Do you think the guide dog schools are pure? Call us. Tell us why. If you believe that. Because we'd like to hear that. I know I would. All right. Let's see. We're on television. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Channel 20, all over Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And that goes on the Spirit Channel. Channel 3 with the Inner Sight.
You know what I could use? Can I announce it today? Because I could use something really bad. An AC because of my breathing. I know you don't like ACs, but I'm sitting here and I'm having trouble breathing. So I could really use it.
You need a what?
An air conditioner.
An air conditioner?
We only have one in the house and it's...
I thought you had an air conditioner.
Only one and it's sort of on its way out.
Huh. You have a couple of good fans?
We have one fan. Two, I think. Two. All right.
Yeah, because sometimes you can, if you line up the fan with the air conditioner, it blows the cool air all over the place.
Yeah, we did that. But
the ceiling
the
fans
AC?
Are good.
Oh, I wish I had that, but we don't.
Get a couple of ceiling fans. Put them
if
up.
I have money to, I don't even have money to do that.
Well, tell
it's pathetic. I just...
Tell the landlady to do it.
No, she don't have money either, honestly.
Tell her to climb up on the ladder.
Start fanning me?
And put the ceiling fan up.
No, she can't do that. No.
Why not?
She's not healthy. You think that she's healthy? She isn't.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody should be able to do it.
My husband right now is working and he's not healthy. You know?
Well, anybody out there want to donate an AC, we thank
Please.
You for it.
I could sure use it, yes. Very badly use it. My breathing.
Well, what about an oxide AC, you know, with oxygen?
Well, that'd be even better.
Oxygenated
have
AC.
Have a darn, like, what it, I don't know if they have it, but all I know is I walk around with this stupid cable attached to me, and I run it over 99% of the time, and I don't have any more oxygen. Isn't that stupid?
You have a cable. They have a new, I heard about a new device that they have now, totally portable, and they claim, now I don't know how true this is, they claim it never runs out of oxygen. Now,
for
what about
real?
This? That's what
I don't
said.
Know anything about it.
That's what they advertise.
I wish. You know
heard
what I wish? I wish the battery doesn't lose charge. That's what I have a problem with. I wish I can, you know, charge it with the sun.
Well,
you
want
you
to
know?
Check into this because the supposedly.
What's the name of it?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't care. I don't know if they gave the name, but
they
I didn't
gave
catch
me
it.
The name of it on fair.
But
and
I'll
look into it.
Try to hunt it up.
Yeah, please.
And you can find out about
if that's the case, we'll talk about them on air and give them publicity. Because it's really getting to be horrible that I can't get some of this.
Yeah,
stuff, you know?
This thing is supposed to be totally portable and it never runs out of oxygen. I thought of you when I heard it.
Yeah, I need that badly.
You got to check it out, make sure it's true.
Yeah. Maybe it's just, it's battery. The battery doesn't run out so easily. That would be awesome because I am having so much trouble with battery stuff.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. Tomorrow night is the Frolics over here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun.
Couple of laughs.
Oh, yeah. Come and join
us.
You
usually
get a little, do that.
Get a little Lauren Hardy.
Holly Jolly.
Maybe the Gabriel will drop in. You know.
Yeah.
With one of his crazy events.
Antics.
See what happens with that. Inner Sight around the world. You know, one of the hardest things in life is to have to deal with an organization that thinks that it's pure. Because
I would say so.
Implying in that is we can do no wrong. You know. And that's why, you know, when you analyze it, that's why 95% of the time something goes wrong with the training and the dog, they're going to blame it on the disabled person.
That's right.
Because they're pure.
Right.
They didn't do it. How could they do it if they're pure?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what you're dealing with.
Yeah, no.
So you're... Who was it? Somebody told me, one of our advisors said, you know, when you're disabled, you got two strikes already against you. And then you go to these agencies, and they're working on the
and
third strike.
That's the truth. He's right. I know who you're talking about. He's right.
You know, isn't it ironic that all these things that we say and we believe and we put out there are coming true?
True.
And inner sight is not even pure. We're wise.
I knew you were going to knock this out in the park when you got this subject, because let me tell you, it's ridiculous what they do and say. Really.
Yeah. So look for the stories in the not too distant future coming out from people who need service dogs, because I'm going to tell you something. You're going to hear a lot of them.
Yeah.
You're going to come across a lot of them, as we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not going to stop until we get laws. That's all. That's
yeah.
all I have to say.
I want to thank everybody who was in the meeting today, and myself.
Oh, what was
Anthony Kennedy. Our good friend Roland and Olga Murray offering her office, her conference room, so we could get together and start
mm-hmm.
talking about how
fundraising.
To go about this, you know.
Oh, beautiful.
And it was the first time that I know of that a group
mm-hmm.
got together to talk about what to do, how to bring about rights for people who have to deal with service dogs.
I'm happy. You don't know how happy that makes me feel.
And a lot of the talk today, which really made me happy, was,
yeah.
Oh, we got to eventually get this into the newspapers.
Oh, hell yeah.
To let people know,
right.
to make people aware
mm-hmm.
that we have no rights.
That's right.
Everybody agreed on that we've got to create
yes.
awareness.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
And the schools who think that they're so pure, you know what? They're misinterpreting the word.
Oh, yeah, they are, for sure.
Because if they were the way Jesus said, pure of heart, now there's
yeah.
the phrase.
Mm-hmm.
If they were pure of heart,
yeah.
they would have a whole different attitude.
They sure would.
Instead mm-hmm. of just thinking that they're pure.
Yeah.
By the way, this show is dedicated to the memory of Joe Arion.
Always.
And, boy, Joe would be...
he didn't think he was pure. He never thought
up
he was
in
pure.
Arm,
and he never thought... Yes, he would be.
Over this.
He never thought we were pure. Never.
So,
seriously.
You know, we move forward. We go on.
Mm-hmm.
And... we're determined to,
mm-hmm.
get the word out. And once again, I want to thank Sydney.
Oh, really?
In the city for communicating back with me, for inviting me to speak in front of the media.
Oh, really?
You know, June 24th.
Oh, nice.
And to tell my story about the excessive ride, and you know, I want a settlement.
I agree.
You know, I changed the subject a little bit. There's a definite conflict here. You know, one group, Sydney, tells me that it's absolutely wrong what they did to me, that they have no right to do it.
Right.
And my lawyer is telling me that they have a right to make a policy. Now, I don't know what's going on, but I know one thing. I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Yes, you should.
Because this is one of the reasons why we don't have our freedom.
That's right.
You know, we got to all be on the same page.
Yeah.
And I know that it's wrong to deny a blind person access with a guide dog.
Yes.
I knew that.
It certainly is. Yeah.
So how can they make a policy like that?
I don't know.
One of the things I want in a settlement is for them to get rid of that policy.
Of course.
And Sydney agrees with me.
It's horrible. It's a horrible policy, if you ask me.
We're going to pursue it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been invited to speak.
Good. When you speak, I'll come with you.
In front of the Accessoride, Transit Authority and the Accessoride and the media.
Okay.
So... Sorry I changed the subject, but...
No, it's okay. I think that's important.
All right, and I want to give a special thanks to Bacaros for honoring Joe on the 21st, keeping Inner Sight going.
They did a good job.
And if you want to eat over there, it's a great place, 516-798-1555, Bacaro's Italian Tavern.
Tavern.
1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park. And this is Inner Sight around the world, and we're here to tell you that the guide dog schools are not pure. They're far from it.
No, they're not.
So don't let them give you a bunch of bull.
That's right. It's true.
Stand up to them.
That's right.
Call in a site, 631-224-3090 if you've been denied a dog.
Yeah.
And you want to get help, you want to do it on your own, let us know. We'll help you.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank everyone, all the listeners. Don't forget to sign the petition.
That's right.
Change.org.
Please.
Our petition is pure at heart.
That's right.
Because it's aimed at the right place and the right thing to do.
That's right.
Thank Suzanne for coming on.
Yes, I'm sorry. It was late. I couldn't get in, like I said. I just had to use another phone. The captioning phone, it's not working.
All right.
I don't know
why. We got to go. We'll... be with you tomorrow night on the Follies. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocate for the disabled. And thank you so much. Inner Sight at pmpmail.com. No attachments. Send us an email. Thank you for listening. Bye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.